On Monday, October 16th, the Fort Bragg City Council held a special meeting with one agenda item. That item was to hear an oral report from Phil McKenney of the executive recruitment firm Peckham & McKenney. The city of Fort Bragg has hired this firm to recruit a new city manager. The new manager would take over from current city manager Linda Roofing. Roofing is retiring early after 11 years as manager and 17 years of service to the city. Fort Bragg Mayor Lindy Peters stated on October 16th that the special meeting had been organized in response to public concerns and in order to gather public input on the city manager selection process. However, the meeting was brief and appeared to be poorly attended. Fort Bragg City Council meetings normally take place at 6 p.m. every second and fourth Monday of the month. But this meeting was held on a third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Only six members of the public ultimately spoke. Before hearing public comment, executive recruiter Phil McKenney gave background on his firm and himself. McKenney also explained the process he plans to use in selecting candidates for the Fort Bragg city manager position.
A little bit about Peckham & McKenney. We've been in business since 2002. I have a little bit of a niche as far as smaller communities. Pretty much my entire adult life, lived in communities with less than 5,000 people. I have developed a niche as far as communities with a tourism-based economy. We're into right now is what we call the project organization phase. I literally act like a sponge. I'm trying to learn as much as I can about the community. We take that back. We create what we call a candidate profile. It is a four-page color document that we use as the basis of our marketing campaign. We're advertising one publication that has an international reach. It's the ICMA, the International City County Managers Association. I've interviewed candidates from as far away as Australia. The primary focus of our search, though, will be someone with California experience. We put it out there for about 6 weeks and put it out in the marketplace, and then we have a filing deadline. I'm suggesting the filing deadline will be sometime in December, before the holidays. Come back to the community on January 12th, make a recommendation of candidates to the council, and then have a finalist interview process possibly on the 22nd of January.
McKenney said that if the candidate hired by the city as the result of this process quits, is fired, or otherwise leaves the city's service during their first year of employment, his firm will repeat the candidate selection process for free. McKenney stated that this has happened in about 3 cases out of hundreds of placements made by his firm. McKenney also said his company was responsible for the process that led to the city of Eureka hiring Greg Sparks as city manager in 2014. The first public comment came from Rex Gressett and resulted in an exchange with Mayor Lindy Peters, which referenced the city's recent adoption of so-called tools of civility for public meetings.
The city manager that we used to have, Linda Ruffing, did not retire. She got fired.
She retired. Listen, we don't have an attorney here. She retired, okay? So I want to correct you right off the bat. Sorry to use your time, but we can't let you say that at the podium. She retired.
Okay, well, Lindy, that you're asserting that she retired.
If the attorney was sitting here, he would have corrected you, or she would have corrected you.
All right. Well,
at that point, I've seen it happen before.
I only have a moment, Lindy.
Okay,
Lindy,
go ahead.
To make that point.
So use it to be productive.
This is part of our code of civility.
Okay.
You don't get to rock the boat much nowadays.
Well, truth was in there, and I just told the truth.
Well, I told the truth in many thousands of words, and I'll tell it again after this one.
Go ahead.
All right, we've had an adversarial situation. A majority of the city, I believe I can safely say, feels that mismanagement and right next to malfeasance and almost violation of the law has been occurring for going on 17 years. I have serious doubts that a headhunter, no matter how competent, is going to be able to interject somebody who has no experience of Fort Bragg into the middle of these complicated politics and still end up representing the people as they should. And I think we need a local person myself.
In contrast to Gressett, Carol White argued that Fort Bragg should prioritize hiring someone from out of the area. White also said it was important for the city to find someone who was experienced with what she referred to as, quote, volatile and, quote, political factions in rural communities. Fort Bragg resident Linda Jupiter said she largely agreed with Carol White. Jupiter also advised the council on how she felt their selection could better represent the 36% of Fort Bragg's population that are Latinos and the roughly 50% of the population that are women.
If we look around, we can see that our city council is made up of all white, middle class, mostly business owning men. And I would ask that we seriously consider someone who has the credentials to be the city manager, but also represents the city, a woman, a Latino.
Fort Bragg area resident Ann Reniker stated that she believed outgoing city manager Linda Roofing had been doing an overall good job. But Reniker also raised concerns about the size of Roofing's salary and an alleged lack of transparency in Roofing's administrative style. On October 16th, Councilmember Dave Turner responded to some of the allegations coming from Ann Reniker and from Rex Gressett.
No serious person has suggested malfeasance, was involved in past management. I've heard from people who've come from other cities who have said this is the most transparent city government they've seen. Transparency is not an issue.
During the October 16th meeting, Mayor Lindy Peters discussed with recruiter Phil McKinney the topic of salaries. McKinney stated that the salary for outgoing city manager Linda Roofing did not appear to him to be unusually high. The Fort Bragg Council concluded the October 16th special meeting after 45 minutes of discussions with Phil McKinney, the executive recruiter hired to run the selection process for the next city manager of Fort Bragg. Reporting for KMUD, this is Dan Young.